Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Hello to you, my family. I hope that all is well with you. Yes, He is an able God. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think of or even imagine. He is God. He is good. He is faithful all the time. Give you the sounds of Infinite and the song Able God. He is indeed faithful at all times, and you can trust Him. With your life, you can trust Him with all that you are. And yeah, my family, I have to say thanks to Venant Rousseau this morning. He was not alone. He was with Pastor Charles Van Onselen, Janine. We are praying that may the spirit of Him who raised Christ from the dead vitalize your mortal body by His spirit that dwells in you. Yeah, Janine was not here this morning because of whatever that's happening in the throat. And I know she's not the only one who's going through that. And we are grateful this morning that we are able to talk about influenza. And we say, influenza, get the jab. Get the jab. Get yourself the, or should I say, vaccined from flu. And my family, I am so delighted and I am so honored to be talking at this current moment right here on Just For You with Dr. Inga Mgaleli. My queen, how are you this morning?
Morning. I'm great and I'm so excited, and I'm so keen to get talking about all things flu and flu vaccine this season.
All things flu and all things vaccine. Should I call for the Radio Pulpit family to can ask anything flu? Should I open that line?
Please go for it.
I love that. Now, there are so many. Even now, I'm just mentioning and talking about my colleague, Janine van Niekerk. She's not here because of something along some anything flu-like. So there's so many things that have been happening, and today we want to know more about this. And I've been getting many questions from different people asking, what kind of flu is this? Is it still flu? And I remember we had a virologist in the studio last time together with Dr. Tlelani explaining the difference between it and COVID. Are we back on COVID? So let me start that with you, Dr. Mgaleli. Are we back in COVID? Should we be concerned that we are back to 2020 more?
Yeah, no, I've also been seeing the frenzy, especially on social media, you know. But what I'll say is, you know, even the Department of Health has sort of put out a statement debunking the frenzy about, you know, COVID being back. We are in a flu season, and this is quite typical. It does happen, you know, during every flu season. But I think because as a society, really, and across the world, we've been exposed to COVID for the last few years. We've sort of, you know, forgotten about the flu. But prior to COVID, this was sort of the trend and the pattern that we would see. So it's just flu.
It's just flu. Yo, is it just flu? Because, yo, Dr. Mgaleli, people have been talking about being confused, hallucinating. I'm like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on us. Now, could you just give us a brief overview of influenza and its impact?
Okay. So, you know, influenza is a type of flu, you know. And every flu season, you know, we get a different strain of the influenza.
Right.
And so that is why we actually quite advocate for people to get vaccinated, because the vaccination itself does help to prepare your body to fight off, you know, any new strains that you might have. Of course, it might not cover all the different strains of flu that you might get, but at least, you know, you can sort of be prepared and not be as sick as you could have been if you don't get the flu vaccine. So that's essentially how, you know, I can explain it in quite simple terms that people might understand.
We know that now the flu season is already here. This flu season has arrived, and it has arrived earlier than before. I was asking myself, is it because of the rains that we had, the humidity in the air, the global change? I was asking myself all sorts of questions, and I was asking myself, does that make the flu virus to even flourish in those spaces? Now, one might ask a question, because it's already here, why get a jab? And who should get a jab? Can I get a jab when I'm already coughing, when I'm already sneezing and sick?
Okay, so there was a couple of questions there, so let me tackle them one by one. So why one should get, you know, the flu vaccine? It's honestly one of the best things that you can do for yourself during the flu season. And even though it's already underway and it might have come a little bit earlier than expected, it's still quite great to get, because it's essentially like your personal guard, you know, against the flu. And it helps you to stay healthy, and it helps you stay on top of your game. And the other thing about the flu vaccine is that it's actually quite readily available and more accessible than people might think.
Yeah.
As our mobile clinics at eReady, we offer, you know, the flu vaccine, and also community clinics should be offering it. And the best thing about it is that it's for free. You know, you don't have to pay anything. And then, the flu vaccine is like a personal shield. So it protects you against the flu, but it also helps to protect, your squad and your community. So you're not only protecting yourself when you get the flu vaccine, but you're protecting those around you in the community. And, you know, it's all about spreading community love and protection, especially for vulnerable groups like the elderly.
Yeah.
So in terms of who should get the flu vaccine, honestly, anyone can get the flu vaccine. If you're well, you can get the flu vaccine. Kids can get the flu vaccine. Old people can get the flu vaccine. If you're yellow, flu, it doesn't matter. Anyone can get the flu vaccine. It's very safe, and it hardly has any side effects. Of course, with anything, you can experience side effects, but they're usually very mild and they go away on their own. So yeah, I'm an advocate for people getting the flu vaccine. I've gotten it myself, and, you know, it's quite a small injection and a small pinch for big results.
All right. A family member is asking, Spongile, thank you so much for talking about flu. I've been fluish for the past 2 weeks. I've taken everything, but also I have a runny stomach. Does this flu also affect the stomach? Dr. Mkaleli?
So no, the flu shouldn't affect your stomach. It's typically restricted to, you know, like your airways, basically. So like nose, throat, and, you know, the small airways in the lungs. But if you are having a runny tummy as well, you could be having a stomach bug. And, you know, those things can happen at the same time.
So could it be that maybe as the flu was entering the body, the immune system was compromised? That could also get stomach bug as well?
Yeah, so like I said, people, you know, the way that you get flu and the way that you get a tummy bug is quite different. But, you know, there are times where, you know, there is also like a stomach bug going around. I haven't heard anything about that at the moment. So it is possible that two things are happening at once. But, you know, flu doesn't typically cause runny tummy. It's usually just flu and flu-like symptoms, because it's restricted to the areas that I've mentioned.
Mm-hmm. So last time I spoke to the doctors, they mentioned that the COVID-19 vaccine is nowhere to be found. And they've searched for it, they can't find it. But now people kind of compare the flu vaccine to the COVID-19 vaccine. What is the difference between the two?
Okay, so first of all, I think the biggest difference is that what we're targeting is different. So with COVID, with COVID-19, we are targeting the specific virus, you know, to help prime the immune system to fight off COVID during the pandemic. So with the flu vaccine, we are targeting different strains of influenza viruses, essentially. And so all vaccines have the same end goal, but they might work a little bit differently, you know, in terms of the ingredients. Like I said, with the flu vaccine, it's multiple strains, you know, of a part of the virus that has been put into the vaccine, and very in a very, 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 very small, harmless dose to help your body to be prepared for the flu season, essentially. So that is what the biggest difference would be. Like, they're both vaccines, but they're targeting different organisms, basically. But the end goal is the same.
So now another question says, because Sibongile, you mentioned that the COVID-19 vaccine is no longer there, does it mean that people are treated like they have flu even when they have COVID now? Dr. Mkalili.
You know, I think COVID vaccines are still available, but they are not being we're not in a public health crisis anymore when it comes to COVID. And so they aren't as readily available, but you can still request and get them at certain pharmacies. When it comes to the flu vaccine, when it comes to flu, there are typical flu-like symptoms. So headache, body ache, a slight cough, runny nose, all those things. And COVID, you know, can also look like that. But if you tend to get additional symptoms like the runny tummy, or your flu is not resolving, you know, you're not getting better after some time, because the flu should typically, you know, in a week or so, you should start to feel better. So if, you know, you're having prolonged symptoms and you're having other symptoms, remember, COVID is it affects every organ in the body, essentially. So you wouldn't only be having necessarily the flu-like symptoms. You might have other symptoms like the runny tummy. You might have, you might lose your sense of taste, your sense of smell. That can happen also with some strains of flu. So in an instance like that, you could request a COVID test. If you have flu, you don't have COVID, because you still have COVID. You know, it's just it's not a pandemic, but it is still around.
All right.
So I would say if your symptoms aren't resolving, and you know, you're sort of having other symptoms as I've described, then you could consider getting a COVID test.
All right. So I see on my Facebook here, some family members are, they are not for the jab. They are not for the jab when it comes to influenza. But let's talk about the myths and the truths that are there with the influenza jab. But let me clarify this to all family members watching us right now. We are not talking about COVID. We are talking about flu. We are in the flu season. We are talking about colds and flu. Anything colds and flu. No COVID-19. Yes, there are. COVID-19 is still with us. I understand there are still some people who are getting diagnosed with COVID-19, but today we are talking influenza and flu. And we are not back to COVID. We are not back to 2020. As people have been asking over the past weeks, and they've been wondering what kind of flu is this. And so we are talking anything influenza. So you can come out from that mind about the COVID. We are not on COVID for everybody who's tuned in and everybody who's listening. So let's talk about the myths and the truths of the vaccine when it comes to influenza. And I know that it has been there for years. I think even when I was a teenager, I remember my mom getting an influenza vaccine, and some older elderly people back then getting the influenza vaccine back then. So I know that it has been around, but I understand that it's adjusted every time and again because of the strain that comes out. Am I correct?
Yeah, so, you know, the virologists are the people behind the science, and they work really hard to sort of update, if I can put it that way, the flu jab every season. But like I said, you know, you don't always cover all the strains.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the myths and the truths around it?
Okay, so some people, I think the biggest and maybe most obvious myth is, you know, if you get the flu vaccine, then it causes you to have flu. And that's not really at all how it works, because the flu vaccine is designed to help you fight off the flu before you even get sick. But like I said, as with anything, you might experience slight side effects. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that you now have a full-blown flu. And those side effects typically go away in like a day or two, and they're very, 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 very mild. So that's the first myth. The flu vaccine doesn't give you flu. And then the other misconception people have is that I'm young, I'm strong, I'm healthy, or I'm older, I keep fit, or, you know, I don't need the flu vaccine. And the honest truth is that nobody goes to war unprepared. And so you can have that approach when it comes to the flu vaccine and the flu season as well. It's just really better to be prepared and ready to fight off the flu. And so, yeah, I would say, you know, the biggest thing is that anyone can catch flu. And if you can be prepared, then why not?
Mm.
I mean, another misconception, rather, that, or rather a question, another question that people usually have is, can they get the flu vaccine if they are feeling unwell? So what advice I have is, the flu vaccine is very, very safe, but we typically advise people to get it when they are well, sort of not having any flu.
Oh, you shouldn't come when you have flu-like symptoms to get vaccinated with the flu. So what about if you...
So
how long should one wait before they can come to the doctor and get that? If, let's say they had flu for the past month, and now they are feeling much better, they are healed, no more coughing, everything is fine with them. Can they come after 2 weeks of that, or how does it work when it comes to flu?
So if you're feeling well, my advice is to just go for it. So like when I went to go get my flu shots, I was like, okay, I'm feeling 100 today, I'm getting the flu shot. So as soon as you feel good, then go for it. You know, some people also do say, I mean, like I said, it is safe, so you can get it, but we just usually advise people to be well and healthy when they do go for the flu shot. And it's also safe for children as well.
It's also safe for children as well.
It's also
How
safe
old?
For children.
How old?
Oh, sure. Okay. I don't know if I can give an age range, honestly. But all I can say is that it is safe for children. I'm a little bit caught off guard with that question.
But now, the question might be, why do people get sick after they have taken the vaccine, the flu vaccine? Why do, for a couple of days, some of them would get sick?
So one, it could be the slight side effects that you are having to the flu vaccine itself. Two, like I said, you know, the flu vaccine doesn't cover all strains of the influenza virus. And so you could be exposed to a strain that isn't, you know, that your body isn't prepared to fight, essentially. And in that case, you could get sick. And then the other thing is that, yes, the flu vaccine does help, you know, prepare your immune system, but you could be immune compromised for other reasons. And because of that, then you could also get sick.
All right. So somebody's asking, why does every year the flu becomes different and stronger than the previous year? So why is that? Do we know, Dr. Mkalele? Why does it change and it becomes stronger every year than it was the previous year? So The flu of last year is no longer the flu of this year. What used to work last year doesn't work this year. So why is that so?
Yeah, so, you know, the influenza flu is like a group of viruses, basically, that belong to that family of organisms. And it basically changes itself, essentially. So, every flu season, we have new strains of flu that we didn't have last year. And so our bodies haven't been exposed to those new strains. And that's why, you know, you get sick, because how a vaccine works is that it prepares your fighter cells in your body so that when you get exposed to the flu virus, any strain, that the flu that your fighter cells in your body can recognize it because they've seen it before, and then they kill it so that you don't get sick. So if you get exposed to a strain that you haven't been vaccinated for, then you will potentially get sick. And if you even if you get exposed to a strain that you have been vaccinated for and you are immune compromised for another reason, so things like stress, lack of sleep, if you have another illness at the same time, those are things that could make you immune compromised. And so if you are, for some reason, your immune system is weak, you can still get sick even for strains that you've been vaccinated for. And so you might feel like it's worse or different than previous flus, but previous flus, you might have been exposed to those strains and your body helps it fight those strains a little bit better, that you aren't as sick as when you see something for the first time. I don't know if that makes sense.
I'm looking at the comments there on Facebook, and I see that, when people hear the word jab, when the people hear the word vaccine, it takes them back to 2020. And they're thinking, we are not talking COVID, people. No COVID here. We are not talking COVID. So I see Lenny Laverie trying to explain, we are not talking COVID, my family. Not at all. Ansi, on Spratni, we are COVID-ni. No, we are not talking anything COVID. It's not about COVID today. It's about the flu that people have been asking questions with. Hida, Daniel Thason, and Nick Fenter, on Spratni, we are COVID-ni. We are not on COVID. So I would advise that you come back to us. We are talking influenza, flu. Let me put it in simple terms, like we would in the township. We are talking anything and everything flu. Flu.
Cold and flu.
Flu. Flu. Cold and flu. Flu. Sometimes you'd even get medication over the counter. So that's what we are talking about. Flu. But a lot of people have been coming up with questions and asking about the kind of flu that we have in 2024. So others would show up with body aches, coughing, fever, and all these. And people have tried it all, and they want to know what to do because they are fighting against this. So if you're starting feeling fluish, say you're starting to have like bone aches, your bones are aching or your body's aching, you're coughing, you got fever, what should you be doing? What are the recommendations that Dr. Mkalili would give to us if we're starting to feel like that this year? Because I've heard a lot of people taking too long to even come back. Others are healed, but they lose their voice for a very long time. I have now about four people that I was talking to who had flu, and they lost their voices. Their voices are still not here after 2 weeks of still being healed. So what do you recommend we should do when we start feeling sicker?
Okay. So I can give you four tips.
Okay.
If you're feeling sick. So the first thing you should do if you're experiencing flu-like symptoms are like fever, cough, body aches, runny nose, some people, they might have a hoarse voice, you know. Some people, their pace might change slightly. Those are typical flu-like symptoms. So if you're experiencing anything like that, then you have flu or you have the common cold. So there, what first thing you should do is you know, seek help with your healthcare provider, that they check you out and make sure that nothing else sinister is happening, and that you're sort of not in the early stages of something more serious. And that's why it's important to, you know, go to your clinic or go see your GP when you're having flu-like symptoms. And then they will recommend medication that you can take to treat your symptoms. So the management for, or the treatment for flu is to treat the symptoms. There's no medication that we give to treat the virus. So it resolves on its own, but we just give medication to help with the symptoms, so to help with the headache, to help with the body aches, things like that. And the other thing that is very important is to stay healthy still. So you must continue washing your hands, you must practice cough hygiene, and that is coughing and sneezing into your elbow instead of your hand. And if you're not feeling 100%, it's so important to social distance. So keep away from other people. Wear a mask if you're not feeling, you know, too good. And so those are the four things that one can do when they're not feeling great. And if you're having, you know, prolonged symptoms, you know, you're taking medication, you're not getting better, it's 2 weeks and you're still feeling sick or you're getting worse, then you have to go and see, again, your doctor or go to your clinic because it could be something else. Mm-hmm. And then I just wanted to take us back to the question about, you know, how young can the kids be for the flu vaccine?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
As young as six months, they can get the flu vaccine. It's very safe. And as old as 65 and even older, they can still get the flu vaccine.
Does it make it better with the flu if once then becomes flu, they start... yeah, should I say getting flu? I'm trying to get the right word. So if they start getting sick or flu, if they have had the vaccine, does it make it better?
So I'm not sure I understand the question.
Does the vaccine make the flu get better? Or does it mean that once you get the vaccine, no more flu for the whole of 2024? Yes. So how does it work?
Okay, so I think let me explain it like this. So the flu is like, so in our body we have fighter cells, right? That's your immune system. It's made up of fighter cells and a few other things. But the flu vaccine works with your fighter cells. So what the vaccine does is you get an injection, and then, but in, it's very like small doses of the virus, okay? Mm-hmm. And then your body... That's not designed to make you fall sick. You know, that's why it's safe. It's not giving you flu. We're giving you very, very, very small, safe, tested doses. Mm-hmm. And this helps your fighter cells to be prepared during the flu season, so that when you're out and somebody coughs and you breathe in that air, or, you know, you get exposed, your fighter cells can go, oh, I've seen this virus before.
Okay.
Let me go and fight it because I have soldiers that can kill it, you know?
Okay.
That's what happens. So your fighter cell sees the virus, it makes soldiers, and then the soldiers wait. The soldiers are in your body, they're waiting. Then when the virus gets into your body during the flu season, your fighter cell says, I have seen that imposter before. Get those soldiers ready and fight off the imposter, which is the virus. And then you don't get sick, yes? But then, if for some reason, like you are sick with something else, or you have something that's compromising your immune system, so if I can give an example, like people who have cancer, their immune system tends to be very weak. So those people will still continue to have flu, or you're stressed, or you're not sleeping well, or, you know, anything that is weakening your immune system will make your soldiers weak.
Okay.
Like that. And now your soldiers can't fight off the imposter, even if they have seen it before. Okay?
Okay.
And then the other thing that can happen is that an imposter that your fighter cell doesn't recognize will come, and then doesn't have soldiers to fight off that imposter. So that's a different strain that your body hasn't encountered before. So now your body can't fight off because it doesn't have soldiers.
Okay.
And then you might fall sick. But next time you encounter that same imposter, you're going to have soldiers, you know, because now your body will have made them. So that's how I can explain it.
All right.
it doesn't make flu better. It equips you with the fighters and the soldiers so that when you do have flu or you do get exposed to the flu during the flu season, you don't get sick.
All right. Now, Dr. Mgaleli, you mentioned that when we're starting to feel fluish, we need to see our doctors. When we see the symptoms like headaches that go with it, the coughing, the fever, the body aches, but how soon? Because should one see the doctor? Should you wait, try to treat yourself maybe for a day or two or three, or should you just go see your doctor immediately? Because we got home remedies, Dr. Mgaleli.
It's a difficult one for me to answer. Look, let me put it this way.
Okay.
There are also over-the-counter medications that you can use. So you can also go to the pharmacy, describe your symptoms, and they'll advise.
Okay.
But like I said, if you can, it's just better to go to your healthcare provider, GP clinic, whatever. Have them take you out and advise what you can take. But like I said, this medication is also available over the counter. So if you're not experiencing severe symptoms, you can try over the counter medication first to see if it makes your symptoms feel better. Remember, here we are treating symptoms, we're not treating the flu because there's no medication that kills the virus. We're not treating the flu, we're treating the symptoms. So the medication that you get from your doctor, from your clinic, from your pharmacy is helping you can feel better by targeting the headache, targeting the body aches, things like that. So, and that's why you start to feel better while the flu resolves on its own. That's why I said my advice would be try over-the-counter medication if you're not worried about anything and you feel okay. If you can see your GP, get advice. If you can go to your clinic, get some advice. And then if you're not getting better, definitely go and see someone.
All right. Dr. Mgaleli, what are your final thoughts and recommendations as we are now summing up?
So, final thoughts and recommendations. One, flu season is upon us. So my advice for people to get the flu vaccine, it's safe, it's quick, it's accessible. As I said, it's a very small injection for big, big, big results. You might experience side effects, but they're very mild and they usually go away on their own. Kids can get it, old people can get it, and be protected and protect those around you. And remember to also remain healthy by washing your hands, practicing cough hygiene, and social distancing. And if you have any more questions, you can contact us on our WhatsApp line on 060-019-0000, or you can even visit us at one of our mobile clinics.
So what is it called? Is it Kiredi Doctor or Kiredi Doctor?
Kiredi.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Also,
yes.
We also active on social media at Kiredi SA. So you're welcome to ask us any questions. We'll chat with you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Mgaleli, for talking to us this morning. Hey, you have frightened my family members here. The jab. Using that word. Never again use the word the jab.
The flu vaccine.
Thank you. Not the jab. When people hear the word jab, But thank you so much, Dr. Mgaleli. We have learned quite a lot, and I hope that you have answered some of the questions that we have. And I will also give your numbers out for those who'd like to talk to your clinic on WhatsApp. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed one.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
Bye. And yes, family, that was organized by the Department of Health for you. And yes, they are Kiredi doctors. They are there 24/7. And their numbers on WhatsApp, you can send a WhatsApp. It's 060-019-0000. It's 060-019-0000. Talking about the flu or the influenza. Flu virus and flu vaccine.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Mamela inkubo iHeart to Heart no Ayanda Nelemba. Rhoqo ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. Sishukuxa ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu. Sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku Heart to Heart qho ngolwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM okanye ufumane i-podcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.